some updates and the latest information on this mysterious cattle disease that is affecting dairy herds in Texas. I've got the latest. The Ranch It Up Herd It Here weekly recap. We'll be back right after this. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, and better than ever. Join us May 16th through the 19th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the kickoff concert featuring Josh Turner and special guest Chancey Williams. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. Welcome back, and thanks for keeping it tuned right here. There is talk of an unknown illness in dairy cattle, particularly in Texas, but has grown and has many dairy producers worried. What we do know about the situation is that the cause of this disease has not yet been determined, but to date, dairies in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico have reported cattle with symptoms. Again, the disease has only affected dairy cattle so far. Now, diseased cattle show signs of a sudden drop in milk production, thickened colostrum-like milk, a drop in feed consumption, reduced rumen motility, tacky feces or diarrhea, and some fever. Now, some cows have also developed pneumonia or mastitis. A portion of older, mid-lactation cattle are more severely affected. First lactation cows, heifers, and calves are usually not severely impacted. Now, if you recognize these signs in your herd, contact your veterinarian immediately. If you see anything unusual in any of our livestock, contact your veterinarian immediately. The Texas Animal Health Commission, along with other organizations, are investigating the epidemiology of this disease to determine how it spreads. Once this information is released, the next steps for dairy farms in particular will be much clearer. Until then, dairies and all of us in animal agriculture should focus on watching for signs of this disease and ramping up biosecurity. Now, granted, this is geared towards dairy producers, but it applies to any of us in animal agriculture. Here are a few important biosecurity practices. Providing boots or boot covers for visitors, regardless of whether they enter animal areas or not. Providing all workers, both employees and family, work boots dedicated to the farm that do not go elsewhere. They don't go on back of the truck when you go to your neighbors. Keeping a log of all visitors to the operation. Just a few steps we should all be thinking about. We're going to be watching this one very closely, and it's what I call situational awareness that we all need to be practicing. And that is a wrap of your Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap.